New reports of sexual crimes committed against the young seem to emerge almost daily. Commentator Frank DeFord contemplates the abuse of young boys in the world of sports.
Even before the pedophilia scandal erupted in the Roman Catholic Church, unsettling reports of athletic coaches molesting their players had begun to bubble up. Most prominently, an NHL player finally found the nerve to speak out against a coach who had abused him years before in a hockey youth league. And Pete Sampras's first coach was sent to jail for molesting his tennis students, even if Sampras himself had never been a victim. But on a wider level, all sorts of coaches of young boys in many sports have been found guilty of predatory sexual charges, sometimes against many of their players over the span of many years. Just last week in New York, the kindly benefactor of a legendary teenage boys' basketball church program was accused of molestation. Horrible as it is to contemplate priests, men of God, taking sexual advantage of young boys, it's perhaps an even greater violation of trust for coaches to be predators. A priest, after all, is but a surrogate of God. A coach often appears to a young boy as the Almighty himself here on earth. There is, for example, the old joke about Jesus and a powerful coach walking along together. Someone says, "Isn't that God?" And his friend says, "No, that's Coach Jones. He only thinks he's God." More to the earthly point, coaches control the immediate fate of boys more so than do clergy. Coaches, after all, determine if you make the team, how much you play. Most boys are far more in the thrall of a man with a whistle than he with a crucifix. Indeed, coaches play such a significant role in the life of children that it's not uncommon for a grown athlete to look back and say that such and such a coach was by far the most important adult in his life, or second only to his father. Coaches on the field enjoy a close position of trust, even love, that few teachers in the classroom ever attain. It is not either just the coaches of boys who sometimes abuse this honorable status. There have been scandals involving female coaches having lesbian love affairs or seeking same with their college players. And the salacious reports of middle-aged male tennis coaches seducing their teenage female protégés as they conveniently toured the world together became so prominent that the Women's Tennis Association, which once turned its head away from the obvious, has now wisely instituted careful monitoring. To be sure, most coaches, like most priests, are not sexual predators. In sports, the most famous pedophile was, in fact, a star player, the tennis world champion Big Bill Tilden. An emotionally and sexually stunted adult who usually traveled with a boy companion. Twice, Tilden would be jailed for sexual misconduct with adolescents. But also, we cannot be naive. Pedophiles are obviously going to be attracted to coaching boys. It's an all-male situation rife with physicality, where the coach has power, mystique, and accessibility. Sport is religion to many people, especially to many boys who can be so susceptible to men they admire and effectively worship, men they devotedly call coach.
The comments of Frank DeFord, the senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.